Well, mighty fine morning to everybody out there today. Chuck Gines, ChuckGines.com, living on Earth. And I was on a forum the other day where people were talking about how it's cruel and unnecessary to kill rattlesnakes and that you should relocate them. And they asked me if I relocate the rattlesnakes on my property. And yeah, I do. I relocate their head into a hole that I dig. I relocate their bodies into my frying pan, and I relocate their skins onto various projects. My bow, I have a PSE Nighthawk recurve bow, and I put snake skins on the limbs. I like to put snake skins on my knife sheaths. I just got a new, it's a really cool Jeff White Lewis and Clark Expedition knife. I bought an aftermarket sheath for it, and just two nights ago, Sonny, one of our dogs, almost stepped on a rattlesnake while we're out walking, and that's the skin that you see there. So rattlesnakes. If I'm out, I don't have anything against rattlesnakes. I love rattlesnakes. They're pretty passive. I totally understand. They're just out doing their thing. And but I'm out doing mine too. I have dogs and rabbits and chickens and my wife and me, and we don't want to get bit by rattlesnakes. I've had three dogs bit, and it's not a pleasurable experience. Now, if I'm out in the woods or if I'm out down by the river and I come across a rattlesnake, hey man, that's his spot. So I totally leave him alone. But any rattlesnakes around the house get dispatched. I don't have the time or the energy to be driving to the nearest BLM or National Forest and rehoming every rattlesnake that I come across, because I come across them pretty regularly. I have, it was a mason jar that was, it was half pint that was filled with rattlers, but I give them away to people. Chris Lyons, a guy that I went to high school with, he wanted some for his grandkids, so I sent him a dozen or so. There's a lady down here at the trading post that's seen the rattlesnake rattles on my hat, and I have a rattlesnake hat band, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to give her this skin. She wanted it as well. So I don't just kill them. I relocate them into my belly and into projects. And if you don't understand that, then you don't live around rattlesnakes, and you've never, I've known several people to get bit by them, and I know two people, they still don't have feeling. It's been years. It's a real serious deal when you get bit by a rattlesnake. Now out here we have, I have yet to run into a western diamondback my entire 10 years living in New Mexico, but lots of prairie rattlers and the Mojave. Those are the two that I run across the most. And contrary to popular belief, it's rare that they rattle. Their whole deal is they hope you don't see them. and so they don't rattle a lot until you get really close to them or almost step on them or disturb them in some way. And they're very dangerous. They're not a joke. They can kill you, but that's not usually what happens. But it's a serious, serious injury and very expensive to treat at the hospital. Now, as far as the dogs getting bit, we don't go to the vets anymore because we learned that's actually a scam. Some of these vets sell these vaccines, snake venom vaccines. Absolute scam. There is no data or research that show that that stuff does anything at all. Most of the dogs handle it pretty well. Some Benadryl, some chlorhexidine on the spot where the teeth went in, and then I'll put them on antibiotics. But all of my dogs have fared well. We learned this from the ranchers. They said, "Oh yeah, man, all your dogs get bit once." And one of our vets, Nunzio James, up in Michigan, has Nunzio. That's Luca Brasi's brother. I was actually doing a live stream podcast, and he was a 5-week-old little puppy, and he got bit. And I rushed him in on my Harley, tucked him in my into my leather jacket and rode him all the way to the Harley, and to the Dr. Dixon. And Dr. Dixon told me that in all of his years of being a veterinarian, he has never given any anti-venom. It's never been necessary. And Nunzio was fine. So that was the last time, between talking to the ranchers and talking to the one honest vet that I've known, it's really silly to pay that kind of money to have your dog given either the vaccines, which absolutely is a scam. They make a lot of money off of it. Or the anti-venom, you know, anywhere from $900 to $1,500 a shot on that. Absolutely unnecessary. But the vets will do it, and you know, because they're playing off of people's fears. But if a person gets bit, it's a very, very serious problem. So I dispatched the snakes, and I don't have any moral. I don't lose any sleep over it at night. I mean, it's just part of life. Killing is part of life. Where do you think your food comes from? I had nothing to do with the formation of the cosmos, and unfortunately, life must consume itself in order to survive. It's like, you know, having to kill these rabbits in the Hopper Popper. You don't want to do that, or having to put down a pig that you raised. You don't want to do that, but it's just part of life. Here in America, in the modern world, we've so removed ourselves from death and having to take responsibility for our own food. Everybody gets their meat in a wrapper, and it's somebody else that did all the dirty work, and then everybody gets real judgmental when you kill things. But no, killing is a part of life. It's a necessary part of life. And here on our, we have a 22-acre homestead here in New Mexico. And if there's rattlesnakes on any of those 22 acres, they are dispatched immediately. Because I love my wife, and I love all my animals, and I love my dogs, and they got to go. But that being said, I use, you know, every part of them. Like I said, I save the rattles. We eat them. They're actually incredibly tasty. they're really good. I wish we had some big old Western Diamondbacks so we can get some more meat. These rattlesnakes are kind of small quite often, but we fry them up anyway. They got a lot of bones. It's probably best to, we're going to start boiling them first and kind of peel all those bones away, but incredibly tasty. And I like putting the snake skins on things. And so, yeah, I don't have any moral problems with dispatching snakes on my property, because this is our homestead. And yeah, I notice that people that are critics, y'all live in a city somewhere. And it's easy for you to say, because you haven't ever had your dog bit. And I don't know, it's just kind of the softening and incredible feminization of the world that we see today, I think. And it's just how it is. So yeah, I relocate the snakes, most definitely. I relocate their head in a hole. I relocate their body in my frying pan. I relocate their skins onto my knife sheaths and other things like that. And rattles go into a mason jar and on my hats. So yeah, we have a different relocation program here on this homestead. If you value this content, please share it on your social media accounts, on your forums and your groups and all that kind of stuff. It's a great way to help this website out without any extra cost to you. Plus, I don't have anything for sale anyway. I'm not pimping nothing here. There's no gear or anything like that. All right, everybody, have a great day, and watch out for them rattlesnakes.